8 Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, police violence against African-American men has gotten a lot of media attention, but similar incidents involving black women don't usually get as much coverage. We'll talk to the author of a new report on police violence and black women about why we don't always hear about this problem and some possible solutions.
First, Wisconsin is having a harder time these days filling jobs in the state's prisons. A recent report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found that the current vacancy rate for guards in the prison system is 4 times what it was in 2010.
The situation is particularly stark at one Wisconsin prison. It was reported this week that the state is paying for mileage and hotels for guards from other institutions so they can come and cover shifts, often for overtime pay.
Here with us to talk more about that shortage and how the State Department of Corrections is responding is WPR reporter Gilman Halstead. Gilman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So as of April, sounds like more than 8% of officer and sergeant positions were unfilled in the state's correctional institutions. Mm-hmm. That seems to be about 4 times the rate of April of 2010. Do we have a handle on why that is?
Well, the problem began, as is shown by the statistics that the Department of Corrections put out, began in 2011 when the vacancy rate doubled, and that is the same time as the time when Act 10 went into effect and the prison guards lost their union bargaining rights and morale started to get worse in the prisons. I learned that during these past few years in talking with guards as they struggled with the new situation, and a lot of them are making, as a result of having to pay more for insurance and more for their pensions, aren't making as much money to take home and support themselves, and so they also feel that they're not getting as much respect from management as they were before. I talked to an attorney today who's working with some inmates on a lawsuit against the department. Sally Sticks, working with a group of inmates to try to get a class action suit that's somewhat related to this, but has to do with them not getting paid for the shift change time that they were paid for before. That was a 2012 change. And she said that the major motivation for this change is that since, for the suit, is that since 2011, morale has gone down and guards are much less willing to sort of give up their free time than they were before. That's what she told me, anyway. And the department says they are dealing with this, that they've come up with something that they can do within the system, within their budget.
And what are they doing?
Well, they are changing their scheduling, and they're doing exactly what the Journal Sentinel story said. They are offering guards the opportunity to work temporarily at the Columbia prison, where the shortage is the most acute, and until additional staff are added from correctional officer academies currently in progress. They've doubled the number of academies to try to bring in more recruits, and they think that once they that these two things really are going to result in filling those and solving the problem.
Now, you mentioned the Columbia Correctional Institution in Portage. That seems to be a flashpoint for this shorted situation. What is the situation there?
Well, I don't have the number in front of me right now, but I think that the Journal Sentinel report indicated that there were something like 260 shifts that were unfilled, which means they have to find ways for people to work overtime, and they say that they're doing that and still maintaining safety. Some other things have happened at CCI, at the Columbia Correctional Institution. They've had to actually lock down the institution for a couple of months, a few months ago, because of some violence against staff. And I know that the Journal Sentinel report indicated that the shortage and the requirement to work overtime has made many officers feel less safe.
So is there other evidence that there is a concern about shortage as a result of the prison guard shortage in general?
Well, it's raised the concern of some legislators. Senator Gudex held a meeting this week with Department of Corrections Secretary Ed Wall, But he's not saying much, and neither is the prison, about what came out of that, except that further details of the plans to address this will be made public in the near future. In the meantime, that they will continue aggressive recruitment activities to fill the vacancies. So that's another indication of concern that the legislators are having those meetings.
We're talking right now with WPR reporter Gilman Halstead, talking about a shortage of prison staff in some of Wisconsin's prisons and the effects that that is having. And overtime pay, I imagine, might be something that kicks into gear in situations like that that could offset questions of morale and motivation and staffing. Is overtime helping in this situation?
Well, I think for some guards, it is. But there certainly are some and a significant number of them who may be willing to make some extra money, but they're still not happy with the situation. That is an incentive, but the prison itself is saying we don't want to continue doing this because it's going to be costing us more money to be paying overtime to fill these positions, and so we're recruiting more people to fill them.
As with, say, air traffic controllers, working overtime itself can be a safety issue. Is there a correlation there with prison guards?
Definitely. I think that the guards that were interviewed by the Journal Sentinel have made that clear, that some of them don't feel safe. And even Senator Gudex, before he held the meeting that he had this week, was quoted as saying that he's concerned about people getting overtired and not being able to deal with emergency situations that might come up.
Gilman, did you talk to any of the inmates themselves about whether they perceived any sort of change in this or what they thought?
I have heard from indirectly from inmates through a prison reform activist who gets letters from them. And several of those who were writing to her from the Columbia Correctional Institution have said that they're really worried about it, too. And it seems to be affecting how inmates are disciplined in some cases, where instead of being sent to segregation, they're being put on a watch that is much more difficult for the guards to maintain.
Thank you so much, Gilman. That was WPR's Gilman Halstead, one of WPR's reporters here in Madison, and he joined us to talk about the latest news regarding the state's shortage of prison staff.